and Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
More weather changes fast approaching as a strong cold front sweeps across the state later on today and tonight. Increasing clouds, warm day, high 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later on this afternoon, this evening, and the overnight hours tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will instantly alert you for a warning for your location. Get it in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, cloudy early, clearing later. Breezy, cooler, 72 for a high. Jacket weather Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're back in the 40s, and more rain at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here's a look at today's top headlines. Authorities in Macon County are investigating a double homicide. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says that a brother and sister were killed Sunday in Notasulga. The victims have been identified as William Guest Jr. and Sharon Guest. More information is expected to be released later today. And the search continues for 3-year-old Camille McKinney. The Birmingham Police Department has released surveillance video from within the Tom Brown housing complex around the same time as Camille McKinney was reported missing in hopes of identifying two witnesses. In Coosa County, authorities say a volunteer fireman was killed on duty. 45-year-old Michael Wayne Johnson with the Equality Fire Department was responding to a call when the truck he was driving left the road, struck an embankment, and then overturned on Coosa County Road 14. Johnson was ejected from his vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the wreck is still under investigation. And that's a look at today's top headlines. For these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Mandy McQueen.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark sitting in the saddle here. And folks, you should be very afraid. Very afraid indeed. There are Russian assets all around us. That according to folks like not only Hillary Clinton, but remember that bald guy that Lindsey Graham voted for in the last presidential election? What was his name? Evan McMullen. He chimed in on the whole Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset idea first advanced by Hillary Clinton over the weekend. And McMullen had this to say. I believe it's true. Tulsi Gabbard is with the Russians, and the Russians are with Tulsi Gabbard. She confirms it every time she opens her mouth. Now, we're going into territory, folks, that I just loathe. And it's something all of you who support President Trump, or anybody, when it comes to ending the endless wars, not my favorite language, but it'll do. When it comes to questions of empire, whether it is military engagement abroad, financial global engagement abroad, foreign aid to all sorts of nations abroad, or questions of migration and immigration into this country. These are the big questions that face America in this new century. And so if we're going to have a robust, nuanced, important, and intelligent debate about these issues, I'm sorry, we don't need folks like Hillary Clinton and Evan McMullen and war hawks claiming that if you disagree with us, it just means you're in the pocket of Putin and the Russians. Seriously? Seriously. It's one thing if you have proof that so-and-so is working with the Russian government. That's one thing. It's one thing to say that there are some Russian bots online helping a certain candidate. I think Tulsi was asked by NBC News about the idea that Russian bots were backing her campaign. Gabbard had this to say, quote, "I don't control them. I don't control what anyone else says or does." That's the thing, folks. If you're labeled an isolationist, if you want to bring too many of the men and women in uniform home, if you want countries, say, in Europe, to the Middle East, to the Asia-Pacific theater, to carry more of the burden of their own defense, well, then you're just in the pocket of the Chinese and the Russians and all that stuff. I'm so tired of, especially the war caucus, coming forward and saying, we know what national security is, and never actually taking the time to prove what national security and what national interest is. Just assuming what they have to prove in their statements. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. And it does not serve the nation well that when somebody actually earnestly disagrees with your foreign policy, just to call them a name and say essentially that they're treasonous. Give me a break. And for this to come from folks like Hillary Clinton and a lot of the Democrats, just a sad joke. At least Tulsi reminds me of the Democrats I used to know. And Hillary Clinton, well, she reminds me of not just Democrats I've long known, but politicians in both parties that we all know. Folks who have been there too long, who think they're the masters of the universe, they have answers to every question, and really, here's the most insidious aspect of this whole narrative about the Russians and collusion and whatnot, folks. Democracy works because people are supposed to be free. free individuals with their own independent minds, and they can make their own choice. Some voters are more informed than others. Some voters, let's just be blunt, are more intelligent than others. And I'm not talking about both, you know, a partisan point. Actually, it used to be that Republican voters had a higher IQ on average than Democratic voters. That's actually come into parity in the last decade or so. The IQ level of both voters for Democrats and Republicans is about the same now. But within Democratic Party in primaries or Republican Party in primaries, there are more or less intelligent people voting. But the whole idea is that you, as a free individual, with your God-given rights, can decide who you want to represent you and your interest being the interest you define yourself. Now, it might be that, hey, I don't have as much information, say, on foreign policy in Eastern Europe or in Syria or Iraq or what Iran's actually up to. So I'm going to trust these people because I trust their values. I trust their general wisdom about the world, and that's fine. But it should be up to voters. And one thing that drives me nuts is this assumption that because of a few bots online and a few propaganda campaigns, then Americans will just be led to slaughter into the arms of Putin and the Russians. It's this condescending bigotry of soft bigotry of low expectations for the voters. That if it isn't for people like Hillary Clinton and people like Evan McMullen and all these masters of the universe, you'll be following any propaganda campaign. Don't listen to their propaganda. Listen to our propaganda. If Americans are so intelligent and so free, then treat them that way. But instead, folks like Hillary Clinton continue to treat Americans and the voters as sheep. I'm sorry, we're not sheep. We're not. It's ironies like this that just get me worked up. That democracy is so brilliant that the people are so wise that let them vote to elect people that then will regulate every aspect of their lives. So the American people and the American voters are smart enough to pick who should lead them, but they're not smart enough to figure out all their other choices in life. That's something for the government and, again, the masters of the universe like Hillary Clinton to decide. It warms my heart to see more and more Americans in this recent Gallup poll saying government is the problem. It is the problem. Whether you're talking about crony capitalism and corruption from big corporations working with big government, that means government and government power that those corporations buy is the problem. Whether you're talking about run-of-the-mill corruption, politicians getting special sweetheart deals, or abusing their power, or God forbid, the executive branch becoming too powerful, when did we declare war on anybody in Syria? When did we declare war on Muammar Gaddafi in Libya? That's really corrupt. Time and time again, the more money and the more power and scope you give to any government, whether the federal government or the state of Alabama or your local municipality, the more ripe it is for corruption. Corruption is a problem, time immemorial, when it comes to government. Somebody once said of government, it's a gang of thieves writ large. My hope is you just have a gang running the place that isn't quite as corrupt as the other. The more you give that government power and money, the more corruption you will have. Power not only corrupts, absolute power not only corrupts absolutely, power also attracts the already corrupted who don't want to earn their living in life, but demand their living in life. And so this whole discourse, this whole narrative, you know, Trump isn't, he's no angel, as Trump said of the Kurds. He's certainly no angel, and he has certainly added to the coarsening of American discourse. But so have the Democrats. And I can tell you, as somebody who's been here in conservative circles now for 8-9 years, and plus I grew up in a conservative household, more libertarian if you really ask my father. But plenty of conservatives, like Trump, because, yeah, Supreme Court nominations, lower taxes, regulation, great. But there are a lot of Republicans who promise that. They like Trump because he actually fights. He doesn't just roll over and say, oh, yeah, the media is so great. They're so fair and even-handed. No, they're not. The reason I like Tulsi Gabbard is not only because I agree with her politics. Oh, I guess that makes me a Russian asset. Tell me when you write the check, Vlad. This is the sort of nonsense and insanity that's being offered by the so-called grown-ups in the room, like Hillary Clinton and John Kasich, who just came out for impeachment. And again, I mentioned this earlier at the beginning of the show. Chris Wallace had on the chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. They're trying to clean up, at least Mulvaney was trying to clean up his press conference from last week, where the media says he admitted a quid pro quo. He's like, no, I didn't. And, you know, it's very much, again, a political Rorschach test. But he had Mulvaney on, Chris Wallace did, to talk about impeachment. And here's a 20-second clip. Chris Wallace says he has a contact, a source, claiming...
And I talked to a very well-connected Republican in Washington this week, somebody whose name you would know well, who says that if the House votes to impeach and it gets to a trial in the Senate, there is now a 20% chance, he believes, obviously it's just an estimate, now a 20% chance enough Republicans will vote with the Democrats to remove the president.
A 20%? Who would that Republican be? Why not just say the Republican's name? If the Republican thinks that, why not come out and just say it? I'm so tired of this game. We don't know who the first whistleblower is. We don't know who the second whistleblower is. We know a few of the names of people actually testifying in front of Adam Schiff, whether it be Gordon Sondland or Fiona whatever. But we don't actually know what they said in full detail. Some of it's reported from the New York Times and Washington Post. Sometimes the people testifying put out their own opening statement. Sometimes a Democrat will come out and leak something or characterize what was said, or the Republicans will respond and characterize it and spin it their way. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of this secret quotes and comments and characterizations and spin. Why not just come out with it? If you think there's a 20% chance that Republicans in the Senate will go along with the Democrats in the Senate and remove President Trump from office, why don't you own it? Because the more we sink like quicksand into this land of rumor and innuendo, instead of actually looking at what are the facts, the more people are just going to get more and more upset. The more we go into this identity politics. And I'm not just talking about the left-wing variety. I mean identity politics in the sense that if you support a policy different than me, you're part of the Kremlin. It's dumb. It doesn't serve us well. It is just going to create more division in the country. The goal for the Democrats right now is not uniting the country, folks. It's winning. People often ask me, why are there so many hypocrites in politics, Joey? Why are there so many liars in politics? Why do they make these arguments that are obviously hyperbolic or just flat out untrue? It all makes sense, folks. All the frustrating rhetoric makes sense if you keep this in mind. Politics isn't about having an enlightened discussion to serve the American people. Politics is about winning power. And when you keep that number one goal of politics in mind, a lot of this nonsense will start to make sense. As you can tell, it's driving me up a wall. But oh, there's Newt Gingrich, his cherubic face smiling. He's got a new book out, Trump vs. China. And we are currently, folks, awaiting remarks from President Trump. This is as the House GOP, at the prodding of President Trump, are set to vote on a resolution to censure Representative Adam Schiff. What does that mean? Well, not much. It just means that officially we're saying Adam Schiff is a bad guy. Though, according to AOC, that means we're all anti-Semitic. Or something like that. What absurd times we live in. Absurd times, strange times with very serious issues. It's the old Chinese curse. And again, all hail and I hail and praise the Chinese Communist Party and their leader, Winnie the Pooh. But we have serious issues in front of us. And right now, I don't have much hope that our politicians are actually taking it with the seriousness they should. Or even worse, they don't expect us to be serious. They'd rather try to manipulate us, play games with us, rather than treat us as full-blooded Americans with our own independence and freedom. We can make our own decisions, and we can see the games you're playing. We're sick of it. Why not talk openly in the light of day instead of manipulating and hiding the ball.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. You want to join in on the conversation, 272-9228. That's the number to reach me here in the studio, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24-7. It's in the name, folks. Express Fitness 24-7. It's a 24-7 facility. Once you do a sign-up fee, a very reasonable sign-up fee, and a low monthly fee, month-to-month, no long-term contract, you're given a key fob. And with key fob technology, you can go and work out whenever it is convenient for you. I'm currently going to the Montgomery location, very close to where I live. Montgomery location on Zelda Road, right in the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center. Part of the facility is above Firehouse Subs right there. Another part of it, it's a split facility, is right across the parking lot in that same shopping center. It's where I'll be this afternoon, in fact. Probably doing some upper body or some push-pull, brother. Looking forward to that. It's giving my day a great routine. And I look better in the mirror, I can humbly say. But I enjoy the mental discipline it gives. But you don't have to be doing the same workouts as I'm doing. You can also be doing just a little bit of extra cardio, get on the elliptical machine or the treadmill or the rowing machine, go to those sort of weight machines with the cables, or you can be using free weights like I'm doing. I'm really enjoying it. If you want to join the Montgomery location where I'm going, the number is 386-8689. 386-8689. Tell Alex Snyder, the guy I'm working out with, the owner over there, that Joey from the radio sent you. Again, it's Express Fitness 24/7, 24-hour access with key fob technology. Make it work with your schedule. Safe, clean, friendly environment, state-of-the-art equipment. You'll want to check them out. And go to Express Fitness 24, the number 24.com, to find what location, there are many here in the River Region, works best for you. Now, I ran across this article last night that gave me the heebie-jeebies, folks. You know me. I love technology. Before we keep going, by the way, Barry Carter. Call 396-5477. 396-5477, Barry Carter, for the name game. You have a chance, if you call within the hour, to be on the Crimson Tide Cruise from February 10th to the 15th out of New Orleans on the Carnival Valor. That's the latest prize in the name game, and you, Barry Carter, are the latest name in the name game, 396-5477. I'll remind you a little later, Barry. This article that gave me the heebie-jeebies, folks. I love technology. I love, for instance, the idea of seasteading. Like, people are coming up with floating homesteads, essentially, in different parts of the ocean where the elements allow. And fascinating technology. New technologies that do bring us into an energy future. I'm all for whatever works. Whatever practically works, what's the most cost-effective and powerful to give us our modern living and luxuries and also continue to bring people out of poverty. I love the idea of privatizing the space race and going to Mars and exploring the mysteries and depths of our universe and our oceans. I love technology. However, at times, you really got to think things through. This is from Daily Star. I think it's a UK paper. The headline is this: scientists fuse brains with AI implants to, quote, give people superhuman intelligence. I don't know about that. Humans will be turned into cyborgs, with scientists sticking AI implants deep into their brains. Brain-zapping electrodes have treated seizure patients with promising results and bizarre and unexpected side effects of calmness and positivity. Means they are now being probed as a radical treatment for depression. It's even theorized that the electric implants can be manipulated to make users max out their brain power, similarly to how amphetamines like Adderall are abused today. Science power couple Kelly and Zach Wienersmith, great last name, guys, explored the exciting advancements in their brand new book, Soonish, 10 Emerging Technologies That'll Improve and or Ruin Everything. That's the thing with technology. It's neutral. It's neutral. It's not that the tech is evil, it's how you use it. So if you're using, say, AI microchips to help people who have chronic seizure problems, amen. Or if you're treating depression, amen. But it could be used, no doubt, for evil. For instance, this pair of scientists reckon that brain-boosting electrodes will soon become like plastic surgery, with people spending loads and loads of money in order to become smarter and stay ahead of the pack. One of the four top academics currently abuses amphetamines. This is according to this science couple, the Wienersmiths. Quote, as brain-computer interface technology becomes more reliable, it may have implications in many industries, they write. An ideal brain-computer interface can make you smarter, better at remembering things, more focused, and perhaps even more creative. You can't think about the possibilities without the possibilities without picturing some sort of cyborg diaspora, and yet given the opportunity to suddenly have a better memory, we'd probably all take it. Maybe, maybe not. There are some things best forgotten. But I wonder what Sweet Home Alabama here thinks about this, what Montgomery thinks about this. 272-9228. Would you ever have an implant put in you? Now, I've heard tale of these implants out there. Instead of having like a credit card or a card on your phone, people are having chips put in them for security access into their home, into their car, for access into their safe, security deposit box, making payments as they're going shopping. And here's an even weirder possibility. Again, I'm all for limited use of technology or intelligent use of technology, but we have to be careful that we're not completely losing who we are as human beings. And I think an even weirder possibility that we might lose ourselves is a so-called human hive mind. We will be able to share each other's thoughts like an army of ants working in unison. In fact, lab rats have had their brains linked via a brain-computer interface in one set of experiments. The results do appear to be a sort of brain-to-brain connection, according to the Wienersmiths. We don't know whether these lab rats were literally sharing thoughts, but their connected brains seem to get together and work together more efficiently. At some point in the future, it may become possible to literally combine minds with other people, either for recreation or business purposes. I don't know about this, folks. I don't know about this. Sometimes there's something to the idea of don't be playing God. I mean, there are incredible diaries and personal notes and thoughts back to the Manhattan Project and folks like Oppenheimer who worked on the bomb. And they started to realize we are creating essentially the capacity for human beings to destroy their planet. What are we doing? We're playing God here. And so if you're talking about putting microchips in people's brains, it's one thing to stop seizures, another thing to stop depression. But what do we actually define as depression? You know, as Freud said, why are you here? Professor, Dr. Freud, why are you here? I'm here to distinguish between everyday misery and true clinical depression. Sometimes everyday misery and that anxiety can push you to be better and do better things. So we should be careful about putting brain implants into our skulls for every problem under the sun. And not to mention the idea of hackers controlling people with brain implants. Well, it's like all those dystopian nightmares we were told to watch and read as children. But the future is here. The future is now. Though I think also AI is a little bit overstated. It's how we use it. For now, I don't think you'll ever be able to overcome the human mind and how it continues to amaze and surprise all of us. Stuff like this, though, that we should be talking about in politics. Why I like people like Andrew Yang. Don't agree with him on everything. I think some of his policies are pie in the sky. But at least he's talking intelligently about what he sees are the problems and what are the solutions. He's one of the few. Because when I look at most of the Democratic field, when I look at most people in D.C., it's, again, bumper sticker politics. Bumper sticker logic. And all these political consultants will tell you, if you, you know, are able to sit down, have a glass of whiskey with them, or have a coffee or something, they'll tell you, and they've told me, Joey, the American people are just too stupid to really know what's going on. What's the phrase? The masses are asses. The nincompoopery, the bourgeoisie is strong. So you can't try to explain things to them. You just have to scare them and rile them up. And that's what both parties are doing, folks. It's, well, I think a disservice to the American people. I don't agree with all these consultants. There are, yes, some people out there who are just dumb. But at the end of the day, the American people are quite capable of making their own lives and the future of their communities better. Why don't we give them the reins back as opposed to giving more and more control to the government? It, I think, would help us and serve us all better, not just in terms of policy, good policy. It would serve us much better in terms of, you know, actually getting along and not always being at each other's throats and having to preface every statement with, well, I might be a Democrat, or I might be a Republican, or I might be this or that party, or I'm a libertarian, but I believe this. Let's just be who you are. Say what you believe. I think it would get a lot better if we look to our local communities first instead of to the federal national government first. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 is the number. Would you ever get your brain microchipped? Do you know who this secret, mysterious Republican who thinks Trump will be impeached 20% chance is that Chris Wallace was citing over the weekend? Do you agree with Hillary Clinton that Tulsi Gabbard or anybody like her who believes with ending endless war is a Russian asset? In fact, why is it that much of a problem that Russia now has Syria in its back pocket? I've yet to hear somebody actually explain that. 272-9228, 272-9228. That's where we are here on News and Views. Be right back after this quick break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. Y'all, we're right down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. We're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf, fried, steamed, and grilled. We rent out pontoon boats. You can come out and check out this beautiful Alabama River. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. And we also have an RV park that's up and running now. That's right. You can bring your camper, your big bus down here and stay for a while and enjoy the river, eat some good food, listen to some good music on Sunday afternoon, because that's what's going to happen this week. With John Nemeth in town. That's right, the man with the golden voice. John Nemeth and the Dreamers will be down here at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. So you need to check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. There's a menu to tell you about everything going on down here, a music menu, and information about the pontoon boats, and information about the RV park. So everything's lined up for you to come down here and have a good weekend with us. We're going to cook you up some seafood and a good time. So come see us soon and come hungry.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
More weather changes fast approaching as a strong cold front sweeps across the state later on today and tonight. Increasing clouds, warm day, high 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing later on this afternoon, this evening, and the overnight hours tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts. Our weather app will instantly alert you for a warning for your location. Get it in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. Tonight's low 61. Tomorrow, cloudy early, clearing later. Breezy, cooler, 72 for a high. Jacket weather Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're back in the 40s, and more rain at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark sitting here in the saddle. Cisco Kid was a friend of Jack Kim will be back tomorrow morning. Looking forward to seeing Jack. Feeling a little lonely without him. But right now we're awaiting remarks from President Trump. This is after, over the weekend, Trump announced on Twitter that the U.S. government will not host the G7 summit at his Doral resort in Florida. You know, this is where Trump just can't help himself. It's like, it's a great facility. It's a wonderful facility. It had places for people to stay in their own country. It's, you know, big place. But, you know, since y'all don't want me to showcase my own properties, something with the monuments, I won't do it.
So Trump has decided against that, and we're awaiting remarks from the president today on that. He's mostly, the president of the United States, been pushing the Republicans in the House of Representatives to censure Representative Adam Schiff. And some of the Republicans are pushing back hard. I do find, like I vented the other hour, that I find this whole frustrating process of rumor and innuendo and spin and snapshot reports of these long transcripts and interviews going on in the super secret setting Adam Schiff has set up in this impeachment inquiry. It's just all very frustrating because we out here in, you know, America don't actually know what's going on. We just have to take the word of the press and our betters, I suppose. But again, we're awaiting remarks from the president. Will not host G7 summit at his Doral resort. Odd story here. Like I mentioned earlier today, when I went out to my small little roadster, it's a Mark. It looks like a nice car, but I don't keep anything valuable in there. My car was broken into, or somebody had rummaged through it. Took about $2-3 in change. Opened up the glove compartment, took out the center console. I was able to put it all back together very quickly. That I will say to any of you petty thieves out there, if you go through my car and take my change, could you please have the common courtesy to shut the door? I don't like it when my seat's all wet in the morning. I don't mind losing all the change. I don't like having a wet butt when I come to work. But it's one thing when you steal $2, $3, $4 from somebody's car. Steal a, you know, like a stereo receiver or whatever. They didn't do that in my case. But what would you do, folks, if you stole $30,000? What would you do with that money? Would you go on a nice vacation? Would you buy a new car? A lot of nice dinners out on the town? Well, Elena Bauta, she's a former employee of New York City's Human Resources Administration. She's been sentenced to 2 years in prison for her role in the theft of more than $300,000 in emergency benefits money. Uh-oh. What did I say before? More money kicking around government and whatnot, the more it's ripe for corruption. Well, Elena here seems to have been part of this heist of more than $300,000. It's one thing to use, again, $5, $10, you steal $30,000, what would you do with it? But if you stole $300,000, what would you do with that money? I can think of, well, quite a lot of things to do with $300,000. It would be quite fun for a single bachelor of 30 years old. But this woman, Elena, decided to spend some of that money. Well, she paid someone to put a voodoo spell on her former boyfriend. Ladies, is this only a female thing? Because don't get me wrong. I've known guys, I've been that guy, where you get bitter, like, oh, somebody did me wrong. And I don't like it when women are all like men are trash camp, or the guys who just hate all women. I don't like, that's a negative, toxic place to be. But not once in my bitterness after a breakup have I ever thought, I'm going to go to a voodoo witch doctor. Just seems like something certain women would do. But there are some weird guys out there, so I wouldn't put it past them. Crazy story indeed. Again, we're looking for the latest here in politics. And right now, it's actually not a surprise to me. I thought he had a good performance in the debate, as much as I disagree with him. But Pete Buttigieg has Well, he's been rising in the polls, in Iowa in particular. He's now third in Iowa, gained something like 7 points since the last poll. He's gaining a lot of ground in fundraising. And on that debate stage last week, Pete Buttigieg did sound like Barack Obama sounded to me in 07, 08. He's still this radical progressive, but he's willing to be pragmatic. He wants to unite people. It's not blue states or red states. It's the United States. We will see. But I think right now there are a lot of Democratic donors, a lot of Democratic voters that are nervous that Joe Biden is not the candidate they thought he would be. And in many ways, Joe Biden's slogan should be, so far, the way his campaign's performed and he personally has performed, is, I don't really need to do this. It's not really a slogan that inspires confidence there, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. And when you look at Elizabeth Warren, I think she has a glass jaw. She's very good on the talking points. She's very good in all her canned stump speeches, if you're into that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, I think Elizabeth Warren, when you push back and punch back, doesn't know how to respond effectively and efficiently. She claims she has a plan for everything, but when it comes to her Medicare for All plan, for instance, she's not able to, well, clearly state, plainly state, what it would require of middle-class folks in America. It would mean more taxes out of your payroll taxes. More money out of healthcare you may or may not use. At least if you have a catastrophic insurance policy, you're not paying out the wazoo every month. You are just having a basic net to keep you from too much exposure, debt exposure. And I'm fine with that sort of policy. But to have the federal government monopolize the healthcare industry is asinine. And it's also, I mean, for Elizabeth Warren to be one that's complaining about all these big tech monopolies and big pharma monopolies, all this stuff, her big plan for healthcare is a government monopoly. Amazing how that works. Amazing. So I think a lot of Democrat pundits and strategists and voters out there are worried that their number one and their number two right now in the polls, Biden and Warren, well, they're not really shining bright candidates that inspire a lot of hope in beating Donald Trump in 2020. And I think that's why Buttigieg is gaining ground. He's probably the smartest guy in the race in terms of just his basic acumen as an academic and whatnot, but he's a very good speaker. But I do wonder if he's able to go forward and continue this momentum of, I'm the progressive, yes, but I'm pragmatic and I want to bring the country together. I don't know if people will buy it, but we will see. But it does seem like Joe Biden's days are numbered. He has been fatally wounded by the Ukraine attacks and bringing up his son, Hunter Biden. And if Biden overcomes this, I will be very surprised. I think, folks, we're heading for a contested Democratic convention. And I'm hoping for that because it'll be so entertaining to watch. You get off that first ballot. On the second ballot, the superdelegates can be brought to bear. Do they call in somebody like, oh, God, help us, Hillary Clinton to be the nominee? Who knows? We'll see, though, as my other good friend Dan Moore says, in the fullness of time. And coming up, more News Talk with the Dan Moore Show. I'll be sitting as Dan's sidekick and producer. We'll be going over a lot of the news over the weekend, including some changes of heart with the Syrian policy. I was amazed to see this weekend Lindsey Graham changing his mind on how terrible of a decision this was. I think Lindsey is now, well, optimistic. It's good to hear, Lindsey. Good to hear that you are cozying up to Trump once again. 272-9228 if you want to get your final shots in before the Dan Moore Show. More news and views, last moments of news and views when we come back after this quick break.
The biggest and baddest baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Final moments of news and views. 272-9228 if you want to get your shots in before the Dan Moore show. And that's exactly what John DeVoe did. Hey, John. Welcome to the show.
Is Jack there?
No, he'll be back tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't hear him. Well, you know, I tell you, you're looking mighty spruced up on that picture of yours on the internet.
Well, it warms my heart to hear that, John. It really does.
Huh?
Warms my heart to hear you say that.
I'm out of town on my annual vacation. This past weekend, I attended the annual fall convention at the Winfrey Hotel in Birmingham of the Alabama Democratic Conference. We usually call it the ADC for short, which is the largest predominantly American African political organization in the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's the American African arm of the Democratic Party in the state of Alabama.
Right.
And it's the, they have over 60, you know, they have chapters in all 67 counties in the state of Alabama. And so the keynote speaker was Beto O'Rourke, the presidential candidate.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah. One thing that I like about him now, he when he first came in, until he spoke, from the time he came in, he walked from one end of that room to the other end of the room, and he shook the hands of everybody that wanted to shake his hand, and he took a picture with everybody that wanted to take a picture with him. And I like to think that he was that approachable, you know.
Right, right.
Because, you know, I've been to other events where people of equal stature spoke, and they didn't do that. And when they left out in a hurry. And so I was very impressed with that. But I thought, you know, it's a good convention, very well attended. So now this week I'm here for the Magic City Classic.
Okay, yeah, that should be fun. I think more fun than the ADC, in my humble opinion, but it's up to you.
Well, you know, last year I attended the event, the Magic City Classic at Legion Field, and Legion Field, somebody told me, I thought it seated 70,000, but somebody told me it seated 90,000 people. And it was filled to capacity, or almost filled to capacity last year. And then you had another 90,000 people outside at the tailgate party. But it's always a great celebration. It's always a, you know, good time, and you know, a lot of I have family that have graduated from both universities, mm-hmm. so it's almost like a family reunion. when everybody's in town, you know, to go to the game. And it's just a good time to meet and greet and fellowship with family and friends.
Well, yeah.
But are you guys going to do your show live from Birmingham during the Madden City Classic?
I don't think that's in the cards, but it sounds like it's going to be fun, and I'm happy you're getting some time away and a little vacation.
Well, you guys should consider it. You know, Tom Joyner does his show live from Birmingham during the Madden City Classic.
Well, it sounds like Tom and others have it covered, but no, I don't think we have that plan for this year. Maybe next year, John. Maybe next year.
Oh, definitely. I definitely recommend that you do it. I think you guys have a great time and you get a chance to fellowship with some of your Birmingham fans, Birmingham area fans.
No, thank you, John.
Listen, peace and blessings to you, my sincere dear, to you and your entire global audience.
Thank you, John. John DeVoe, ladies and gentlemen, John DeVoe. I have to see this right as the show's ending. There are actually cities in these United States that have adopted drive-through bans because it's the fast food companies that are making you fat. Not you. It's somebody else. So tired of this mentality. It's not that I haven't persuaded voters. It's that the Russians did it. It's not that I'm fat. It's that Mickey D's is making me fat. When are people going to take, at the end of the day, personal responsibility? An actual personal responsibility. Not this cockamamie scheme where, oh yeah, the government's going to force you to be personally responsible. Or take care of you from cradle to grave. Give me a break. I think we need a heavy dose in both parties of more personal responsibility and this nanny state crap of, well, you're just too fat, so we're going to ban fast food drive-thrus. Is absurd. But anyway, I'll get off my soapbox here because the Dan Moore Show is next. We'll be covering all the news today, whether on the Syria decision, Hillary Clinton calling Tulsi Gabbard a Russian asset. We'll try to give you the latest if there is any breaking news on Cupcake. On Camille McKinney, the young girl who was abducted in Birmingham. The further away we get from that story, though, the more I worry. But keep praying, folks, that we will find little Cupcake. But again, like I said, Dan's about to walk in the studio. Dan Moore Show will begin in mere moments. Thank you for listening to News and Views. Jack Campbell will be back tomorrow morning from his long journey to Texas on assignment. And I'm sure he'll have plenty of tales to tell. Some he can even share on air. Appreciate you listening, folks. Be back bright and early tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thank you for listening to News and Views.
From the Riverside Chevrolet.